Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
It's about.
Now.
Sports talk. While you're on the clock. This is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love tonight. I don't want to lose your love tonight.
Weekend is here, and it's brought to you by Coors Light, the official beer of football Sundays. 1 p.m. kick, 86 degrees. Get hydrated, get lubed up. Coors Light, mountain cold refreshment, made to chill. Get it for your tailgate for Sunday. Bring the heat, bring the noise. What's up, Phil?
Hey, boys.
Phil Perry. How you doing?
Doing well. How are things going here?
Were you happy to be there for that press conference today?
I am. That's a good one.
That's entertaining.
It was part. That's part of the job.
Sure,
you got to be down there for those.
Yeah, good job.
Bill Belichick walked off. I was just reading Doug Kide's post on Nesson.com as he wrote it up. Belichick stormed off the podium and into the hall and yelled in frustration as the door closed behind him in Foxborough today. Yelling in frustration as he went into the hall, walking off the podium today. We didn't catch that. I didn't hear that. On
poor,
our feet.
Poor Jets.
I don't know who he was yelling at or if he was just yelling out loud, just mad.
The noises!
Who he was yelling about, if it was Byron Barnett or Mike Giardi. But,
or team employee.
Or at a team. I don't know.
Anything.
Bill Belichick not happy. What did he expect? What did he expect was going to have happen out there today?
I think he just... When he says he's not going to do any more questions, he thinks that there's actually a chance that he might get questions about something other than Antonio Brown. He didn't get that, and so he's just going to walk off. It's a new tactic. I heard you guys driving in. He's typically really good about staying up there for long stretches of time.
Today too. And he came in and said,
just
hey,
taking the questions.
Big turnout for Friday. You know? Yeah,
he also gave a little bit of a Jets preamble, which is not a thing he typically does on Fridays. Usually he just kind of opens it up to the floor. But... Had he not done that, the press conference would have lasted about a minute and a half.
He will typically weather the storm. We're on to Cincinnati. Right?
Exactly.
He will weather that storm. Not anymore.
Oh, Tom Brady will be doing his presser at his locker now. He's got a little update.
What is that all about?
Team, right? When things go right, what's he do back in the locker room? Right.
So I don't know.
Does that mean we still have that live? Or
yes,
no?
We're carrying it live.
I don't.
Hell yeah.
No, we're not.
How?
Oh, why? Oh, you can't get the... damn it.
Is that why they don't
from
want
the locker room?
They don't want
might
people
be tougher.
Carrying the feet of the press conference.
That might be a
Tom decision.
Let me ask you this:
that might be a Tom decision. It could also be a let's try to limit the number of people who can ask questions.
Okay, so
situation.
The news guys are allowed in there, correct or not?
They should be. They have been in the past. Byron Barnett's been in the locker room.
Byron Barnett rule 2.0.
He has been in the locker room unless there's been some sort of change that I'm not aware of. News people have been in that locker room before, and so I would expect they would be today.
Poor Jets.
There are some different things happening there, though.
A bit of
how,
a bleep show, huh?
How the media gets handled. Even the raising your hand and asking a question.
That's
is new.
The Byron Barnett rule.
That's instituted in the last couple weeks.
Last Friday was the first time that was used, right?
Yeah. It's been only used in post-game.
After Byron Barnett and the guy from CNN.
Right.
We still don't know his name. I still don't know his name. I feel bad about not knowing his name. Guy from CNN. The reporter from CNN and Byron Barnett asking all of their questions last week Byron Barnett was firing him off one after another last
week.
But
he's been there for years.
It's not like he's new. The guy from CNN is totally new.
The Mona Lisa Vito press conference, you could go back to. Like, you know, there's no hand raising there. It's just a little different. It's just a little different. It doesn't make it better or worse. I thought, you know, I was able to get a question in. Byron was able to get a question in today. It wasn't as though they were, you know, picking team-friendly only reporters. So it's just a different system.
Let's get in a call here. Aldo in Ludlow. Aldo.
Yeah, guys. I'm calling about Antonio Brown again. I think he may have just taken it out of Belichick's hands now and put it in the Kraft's. Because when you intimidate somebody over your social media or your computer, it's worse than intimidating somebody in person because you're dealing with now people that are being, you know, interviewed for, you know, by the courts. So you're interfering with the,
no.
You know.
Okay, I think you're reading into that far too much.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's about putting it into the ownership hands versus the coaches. They can all make that decision. You're now welcoming in the league to do something about something that is now just happened versus something that happened last year or the year before. You're talking about something that happened last week.
Right.
That has a paper trail.
This and then,
that is
and then this
clear
week.
And obvious.
Well, and then this week. I think you mean this week, right? Those text messages were from Wednesday
within
night, allegedly.
Within the last
right,
week.
Right, yeah. So, no, say. But that's what we're dealing with right now is it's a day-to-day situation. It's not a year-to-year, this is what he did last year, this is what he did in 2017. This is part of what you get with Antonio Brown. And so, you know, I did find some of that from the press conference today interesting, the fact that they are looking into it. I would love to know what that entails. The fact that Bill is anticipating he's going to be on the roster Sunday, as long as he's on the roster. That's how I read into his answer to that question. The fact that he's on the roster, you know, he kind of shrugged his shoulders like, what do you expect?
Let's get back
to be on the roster.
Back to your calls with Phil Perry. We'll talk more about this and the latest from Robert Klemko.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times. Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
Brian Burnett. Bill, another headline today. Focusing on Antonio Brown, does any of this at all affect his status with the team?
Yeah, I think I've already addressed this, so we're going to get ready for the Jets here. Happy to answer any football questions, but the rest of it, I'm done with the rest of it.
Hi, Jerry. But is there ever a point where some off-field stuff is enough okay. is enough?
So, yeah.
Different questions.
Yeah, I'm good. Okay. Thank you. Well, here we have another question.
That's as far as our recording went. I guess if we had just let that recording keep going, if we had kept listening, maybe we would have heard Bill Belichick yelling going down the hall.
Yeah, I mean,
we cut away. You could hear my voice.
So there's one report of it, right?
I didn't multiple. Hear it.
You, didn't
I
hear it. You
Doug,
were there.
You were there.
Doug wouldn't just make that up. But I didn't hear it. I was sitting there. I was writing something, I think, at the time. So I didn't hear it. But that doesn't mean it didn't happen.
I asked a couple people who are down there. I haven't got any response yet, which means maybe they didn't hear it.
Or they don't want to admit to it happening.
Well, I mean, no, this wouldn't be people tied to the team.
Reporters.
Working. Workers, yes. Cameramen, workers, yeah. Guys, you were in a room with you. Yeah.
Yeah, guys like me. I was there. Sorry I was late, by the way.
Yeah,
don't worry about it. All good.
We were good. We're talking
busy guy today.
Area 51. You believe in that stuff.
I love it. I can't believe those videos. I've been watching the, those videos have been out kind of piecemeal for years.
A couple of years, 2017.
If you lived in Nevada today,
how do you not make that drive?
What freaks me out is the reaction.
Because you're worried about your life.
Like, I'm taking a drive.
To do what?
Just check out the scene.
What are you going to
see? The people that show up.
I do not want to hang around with those people.
You don't want to see those people?
I think I'm with Hardy on this.
And you think to yourself, they must all be crazy. And then you get there and you start looking around and you say, oh, wait, maybe they're not so crazy. Maybe they're just like me and they're just sort of curious as to what this is
maybe
all
Maybe they're
about.
Enlightened.
You start making that drive.
See those signs.
And I guarantee in about an hour in, you're going to say, what are we doing? We haven't passed so much as a telephone pole in the last 70 miles. Let's go. Why don't we just go back and like grab lunch and go to a movie?
Sounds fun.
And actually do something with our day, because this is not a thing.
A chance to see the aliens be released.
Yeah, but Beetle eventually
to go home today, Hardy.
Yeah, they're allowed. That's true.
To see them go home.
That would be a
to
sight.
See ET go home today.
Oh, look at them.
Wouldn't want to go see that. I'd want to see that.
I have a feeling we're not allowing the aliens to do anything. I feel like the aliens are doing what they want. That's my take. Right? What is this, allowing the aliens? Like, they can't just do what they want?
I'm just going based on what the callers.
I'm with him.
The caller said,
"There's so much more
today's a big day in Rachel. They're letting him go. They're releasing the hounds.
We can't even get the 737 Airbus back up and flying. And they got these oblong things, look like Tic Tacs, and just move.
Right.
Like, imagine you fill that sucker up, how many tickets you can sell, how quick you can get to Florida.
Do you know how ridiculous?
They're messing with us. Like, they're so much more advanced than us. They experiment here, and we allow it. And that's what's going on.
Well, allow it because you can't do anything to stop it.
Bingo.
Mm-hmm.
Doug Kide with a tweet 1 minute ago. Patriots media relations has denied that Belichick yelled as he walked out of the workroom.
There you go.
Another media member has corroborated that Belichick said something else as he exited into the hall.
Okay.
What's your name on it?
We've all collectively lost our minds. Wait, so another media member has corroborated that he said something else? Did he yell?
So he was saying,
corroborated the yell or corroborated saying something?
I don't even know anymore.
Wait, the report was that he yelled as he went into the hallway, that he was yelling in frustration, yelling at someone, yelling out loud, that there was yelling involved. Media relations has denied that he yelled, that he was not yelling, that report is false.
I didn't hear anything. That's all I can say. I don't know.
They got two confirmed sources inside. Absolutely did not yell.
Well, those are team sources.
He was saying something going off the podium, but that I don't think is what Doug's referencing.
What is and what is not?
So the interaction with Byron Barnett, I don't think is what is being referenced.
Does it matter?
How about Byron Barnett at the end, though? We were just listening back to it.
He said, I have a non-Antonio Brown question.
I got a non-Antonio Brown question. What about my non-Antonio Brown question?
But I don't think Bill heard him right, because he said, I think we've already had enough of those. And he said, no, a non-Antonio Brown question. Anyway,
I've got a football question.
You know, we're having fun down there. This is.
What else would you do this week? Seriously, what else would you do? Would you replay Quick Slants, like Hot Route?
I don't know. We find things that we've done Jets weeks before. Right? You guys have done that.
Oh, yeah, they're fun.
No, they're not. Listen.
Football Fix tonight at 6 p.m.
Football Fix.
Can't wait. We'll be doing that.
When you look
Monday
at
Night Patriots, Monday nights.
When you look at Luke Falk and his institutional knowledge of the system and how long he's been with Gase, how much advantage do you think that is for him on Sunday when he steps in that huddle and he sees Jamie Collins there and there's Van Noy and there's Hightower? Oh, they brought Bennett in, but he's moving around.
Is this the pregame interview? Yeah. We get a little preview?
Oh, God.
That'll be good.
Do you think I would do that?
Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that one.
Jake is in Boston. Hi, Jake.
Jake.
Gentlemen, how we doing?
Hey, Jake.
Listen, Beetle, I've been sick and tired of your holier art thou stance on all things Antonio Brown. Listen, let me ask you a question. Peyton Manning is eligible for the Hall of Fame in 2021. And if you want to look at the Antonio Brown sack and the trainer and compare it to what Peyton did to Jamie Northrup, should he be in the Hall of Fame, Beetle? Should he be in the Hall? The Hall doesn't need him, right? They have plenty of upstanding citizens who are loyal to the game. Peyton needs the Hall more than the Hall needs Peyton, right? If you look at what Peyton did and all right, that was bullying, right down right to sending the pages out of the book where he called her some vulgar term. Now, here's the fact. Peyton Manning is a white, privileged, upper class. Oh,
this guy's an idiot.
Boy. Didn't he call last
week? Don't take his calls anymore. That guy's a bozo. Jake.
Jake from State Farm.
It's a good start with the holier art thou.
Hey, Jake. Yeah.
Good State use of Farm. That commonly used phrase.
Just go with than. I mean, I know you're trying to sound smart, but it's holier than thou. Right. Let's get him back.
You say
thanks,
then?
Hardy.
Let's get, let's give him a chance.
Get him on the horn.
To,
you know what? Let's just
do-over. With holier than thou as opposed
that's
to
his
holier,
angle now, too, that Antonio Brown is facing criticism because he's black. That's his angle.
White person.
And that, then that Peyton Manning did not get enough criticism because he was white. That was his angle.
Peyton Manning's actions and how he's carried himself 20 years through the league.
Jake struggled to form a coherent point as he just screamed and rambled. For the minute that he was on.
I was wrong, because I thought Brady and Manning were two of the faces of the league for the last 20 years.
Which, by the way, there's a point to be made there. People are willing to look past Peyton Manning and allegedly what happened with the trainer and his alleged use of performance-enhancing drugs. But part of it is the track record. And when you're in the league year after year after year after year after year, regardless of color, you are given a certain amount of leeway. You're getting a couple of hiccups here and there. Nobody's perfect. Antonio Brown is a really good football player, but he has presented himself now consistently going back to his time with the Steelers as a guy who is either unwilling to play football and unable to stop himself from engaging in this type of behavior. And at this point, like reopening this line of communication with one of his accusers to the point where, okay, what Peyton did or was accused of doing was embarrassing to him, but it wasn't an embarrassment to the team. It wasn't a complete and total distraction to the locker room and to the point where the league is now investigating two different things now. This is next level stuff in terms of the frequency and, you know, building off of what? You know, building off of all his time that he's put in as a model citizen. And as a model player?
Yeah.
I mean, those are all things that get factored in, not only by the league, but in the court of public
opinion. There are also differences in the nature of the allegations.
This is what I don't get. This is what I don't understand. Peyton Manning, that case, gets brought up all the time and has been brought up many times by Patriots fans as, Peyton Manning had this incident at Tennessee when he was in college.
Tennessee, though.
And what a dirtbag. Like, that's been brought up. You've been bringing that up for years.
But it got settled.
And you're not wrong to bring that up. When you're talking about Peyton Manning, there's nothing wrong with bringing that up. He's alleged to have done that. So you've been doing that for years. But why don't you do the same thing for Antonio Brown? You frauds? Why don't you do that? Oh, because he's your guy. So you can't use that as like a defense. There's nothing wrong with bringing that up about Peyton Manning.
And Phil's right. The allegations
do not rise to the seriousness of this allegation.
No.
Sorry, they're not the same.
No. Still having fun, Phil?
Yeah, I just
art thou.
Boy, I just do. I do find it interesting when we look at this situation, big picture, and this isn't to, you know, exonerate the Patriots or take any responsibility away from them in terms of whether or not Antonio Brown plays. But I am very surprised that the league has not put him on the exempt list yet. The threshold to put someone on that list, as far as we understand it, is very low. You just have to. There has to be some indication that there may have been a violation of the personal conduct policy. Do they feel like they don't have that yet? Maybe they don't, even after 10 hours of interviews with Brittany Taylor. And maybe it's the right decision not to put him on the exempt list. But I thought this was what the exempt list was for. When there is a question about a player having committed some sort of act that would reflect poorly upon the league and that would maybe violate the personal conduct policy, that's what this is there for. This is to buy the league and the team itself some time to gather more facts and figure out whether or not the player should be suspended or not. The fact that they haven't gotten to that point yet is surprising to me, given all of the accusations now, given the 10 hours of interviews with Brittany Taylor. I was just talking to some people this past weekend and over the course of the last week. It felt like, not that it was a given that he was going to end up on the exempt list, but that once they started the investigation in earnest, once they started the interviews in earnest, that they were going to find something that would probably land him on the exempt list.
Phil Perry is with us, 617-779-0985. Could he land on the exempt list today? That's a question. Could it happen before the weekend? Phil, help us answer that question coming up next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
First, our introduction. Zolak, Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Phil Perry of NBC Sports Boston with us in our Town Fair Tire studio. 617-779-0985. Is there any shot the league steps in before Sunday to take Antonio Brown off the field? And Phil, let me ask you a question. Zoe and I talked earlier, we talked yesterday, about the idea that the league doesn't like to take a player and put them on the exempt list after they practice on Wednesday. That's been reported. I think Rap Sheet had that report. How do you feel about all of that? And do you think there's a chance between now and Sunday's game at 1 p.m. Antonio Brown does get called by the league and is told you're not playing this Sunday?
I still think there's a chance. I'm not sure the league is all that concerned about Bill Belichick's game plan going into Sunday against the Jets. I would think that they would have a much greater concern about putting a player on the field that doesn't reflect well upon the league, upon the team for sure, but upon the league in general. It makes it look like they have been slow to act. I think you could make the argument that they were slow to act last week. And I know Brittany Taylor wasn't available to be interviewed, and that's a significant part of their investigation. But you had about a week to come up with something. You didn't come up with anything. Not saying that should be the be-all, end-all, and you should just let things go thereafter by, you know, after you determined that you didn't have enough to put them on the exempt list for Sunday. But the longer that this thing goes on, I think it just makes it look worse. If you're the league, you have to be acting with as much haste as humanly possible in this case to, again, to fulfill a very low threshold to put them on the exempt list. And so to me, the fact that through almost 2 weeks here, they have nothing to get him on the exempt list yet would be an indication that maybe he's not going to end up there. They feel like they're not going to get anything. But another story comes out late last night. I heard Robert Klumko on the radio this morning saying this thing's not done. There could be more stories that are uncovered in the coming days. And so maybe it gets to a point that they have so much information that they say, okay, can we just push the pause button here? Not suspend him, not taking away any money even. We're just going to take him off the field. It's going to be paid leave. He can meet with the team. He can work out with the team. He can get treatment. All good. We just need some time here. So, Antonio, you're going to have to sit out against the Jets. And the spread's going to come down a couple of points, and it's still going to be a 20-point game. You know, that's I'm anticipating that happening in some way. I'm surprised that it hasn't happened yet, to be quite honest with you, because that threshold is pretty low. Again,
right,
it doesn't have to be a criminal charge.
It doesn't even have to be that he did violate. It's just the possibility exists.
Exactly.
And that they believe the possibility exists.
Exactly.
And those text messages open that possibility.
And maybe it tells you, through 10 hours of interviews with Brittany Taylor, they didn't hear much there. That's what I would be led to conclude, because if they heard anything there that was credible from her, why haven't they put him on the exempt list yet? Again, what are they waiting for?
617-779-0985. Brianna in Brockton. Hello, Brianna.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hi.
Okay, so I think that the Patriots should keep Antonio Brown. That's probably an unpopular opinion, but I personally think, you know, the Brittany Taylor whole situation, she said it happened 3 times. Why didn't she go to the police once? Why didn't she go to police the second time, the third time? And then she comes out with it years later. I think that's all a little fishy to me. And then I think, you know, today when he did the text messages, I don't think they're threatening, but I think he looks like a jerk. And I think they look, like, bad, but I don't think it's enough to take him off the field.
Well, what would be enough, short of him being charged with a crime? Should any player be removed from the team short of being actually brought in on charges or arrested on something?
Yeah, I think if, like, the police were going to look into it or if it was going to be something bigger, you know, then I think they would. But I think in order to take him off the field, they need legit evidence.
Well, the police did look into it in Pennsylvania, but the statute of limitations had expired, so they weren't able to pursue it any further.
Yeah, but didn't she say that she wasn't going to go to the police, like, at all? She just wanted a civil case?
Well, we've talked about this, haven't you? I mean, aren't you aware of the fact that there are many women who don't go to the police after they've been sexually assaulted?
Yeah, I agree, yes.
Okay. I think the league wants to do everything they can to make sure they are not enabling or promoting a dangerous person on any team for whatever reason. I think the team itself, in this case the Patriots, doesn't want to do that either, but they want due process to take place, and they're not going to think of anybody as being guilty before proven so. But as Phil just laid out, the threshold is much lower for either one of these entities to just say, you know what, there's enough here. It just doesn't feel right. It doesn't look right. And we're tired of all the attention being paid to this guy as opposed to our 2-0 football team that steamrolled their first two opponents. We should be being celebrated right now for this team that we put out on the field for the first 2 weeks as opposed to constantly being badgered with questions about this guy who apparently is bringing on most of it himself.
And how about the league? If you're the league where you're trying to celebrate your 100th anniversary, right? This is your 100th year. And I think a lot of people feel like, who cares, right? It just feels like it's over the top. But the league is clearly invested in this being a special year.
They're
this
pushing
year.
It.
And your news cycle has been dominated, whether it's on Good Morning America or it's on every news station here in New England.
But don't take away from that the huge traction that the 100-year anniversary is getting. It's all people talk about. 100 years of professional football, kind of way before the merger, but
right.
Still,
right.
Back
Super
when the days
before this
I mean,
year.
How many times were the Lions champions during this? You know, this time. This is what
That's
people
you know
think,
and it's unbelievable
football.
That people care about that. But the league obviously cares about that, and that is being hijacked by this guy.
Well, the league. The league is the only one who cares about
it. The league cares about it.
No one else cares about the
probably the
years
same
of football.
People who have the ability to pull him off the field.
Right. Stupid logo,
and they too. Haven't done it.
You will hear from Robert Klemko in his interview with TNR coming up next here on Zolak and Bertrand.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Boston, Boston, Boston's home for sports. Zolak and Bertrand on 95 The Sports Hub.
Now, did you ask the woman who is at the other end of these text messages whether or not she contacted police?
Her lawyers felt that her best course, because they weren't sure that this met the classic definition of stalking or intimidation, felt that her best course immediately was to reach out to the NFL to get this to stop, because the NFL seems to be the only entity that holds sway over Antonio Brown right now. I'm not sure whether or not in the coming days they'll pursue, you know, charges of stalking or harassment or intimidation.
Robert Klemko on with Toucher and Rich this morning. And that is him talking about the current person involved here that has reached out to the NFL to let them know about the text messages that have been sent to her, along with Antonio Brown's lawyer, who has sort of confirmed that it's Antonio Brown and that he was on the text message by saying, notice that I haven't responded, in responding back to an inquiry about the text messages. That's a confirmation that,
it's a non-denial.
That's the opposite of a denial. So that's what you got this morning from Robert Klemko, saying that the person involved here did not go to police because the lawyers that she has hired to help her in this matter said this probably doesn't rise to the level of a criminal complaint. It's probably not anything illegal that has happened. So if you want this guy to stop, go to his employer, go to the NFL, and let them know that this is happening. And that is what she did. And she is not seeking money. She's not suing him. And she has stated that she will not be seeking money from him, that this is not any sort of money grab. This is not her seeking anything from Antonio Brown, other than stop reaching out to me, stop texting me.
That's Tate. If I'm his lawyer, I'd take his phone and say, delete her number. Just stop. Get her out.
You shouldn't have to be told that.
Right. No kidding. But okay, so you put it in the hands of the employer. Then the employer looks at it and says, okay, if there's nothing criminal here, or if this is not threatening, how do we remove the player?
Again, the exemplist. It's there.
To the point,
that's what it's there for.
It's the league.
That's the league. But the league, it sounds like, according to Klemko, reacted almost immediately as soon as they heard about this.
Well, if you hear it, yeah, we want
to
see him.
Want to talk to the artist in this case. So there's enough there for them to look into and for them to draw information from. And I thought that's what the exemplist is for.
Joe is in the car. Joe.
Hey, give me 45 seconds here. This whole situation is too fine on the line, but it's totally leaned over that everybody realizes that there's a problem with this guy. Now, Zoe, everybody respects you. Everybody appreciates your opinion.
That's nice, Joe.
We like you. We like your energy, but, you know, you're stepping over the line here.
In what way, Joe, am I stepping over the line? Explain to me.
Give me a second. You're sitting at the table.
Yeah.
And you're kind of playing both sides. One side, I'll tell you.
So I started my show. Yeah.
Listen to me.
Go ahead.
If they say right now we're going to cut him, you're going to go, all right, good, let's put our head down and play football. On the other sense, you're mocking it. You're talking about what size towel the guy had. I would really just watch what you're saying overall, because you're kind of mocking the whole thing and making a joke of it. You are.
Okay. Yeah, maybe you're fair there with the towel thing. That was just me having fun here. That's all. But I think I was quite clear when we started the show.
Okay, so let's do this. Should they cut him?
Should they cut him?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, so if they cut him, will you criticize them for cutting him?
No. You go with the players they have. They could cut a lineman tomorrow. What am I going to do?
That's Joe's point.
I go with the players they have. I call the game for the football team. And I also do a talk show here. And
okay,
I crush this guy.
So forget
prior
about
them, bring him. But on Friday, prior to
that, is the definition of the team
bring
is always
him
right.
Oh, well, whatever.
That's his point.
Yeah.
The team will always be right in your eyes. Like me, I'm saying they're wrong now.
That's good.
They will be right if they cut him. I'll say, you're right. You did it. You turned a corner. Right now, I think they're in the wrong.
And I also think it's wrong to say that if, there's no actual charges brought against him, or the team feels that what he did was maybe in bad judgment, sending photos of this woman's children to his associates, that's not technically a threat because he didn't use threatening language. What can you do then? You can cut him. You can remove him from the building.
They can do that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Your services are no longer wanted with this team. You don't have to wait for a commissioner exemplist. Now, that's easier. Hey.
Takes it out of your hands.
Yes. We don't have to do anything.
Right.
But to say that that's their only recourse, no. I'm led to believe he hadn't even been paid that money yet. We don't know, but it was Burt Breer's report that
wouldn't have to be reported.
The first amount of that bonus isn't due until Monday. You can cut him right now. He barely lost anything.
I think you're right in assuming that the team doesn't want to set a precedent necessarily that if a player is accused of something or multiple things that he all of a sudden is going to be removed from the team.
Yeah, what a horrible precedent.
Well, listen. And I think the league is of the same mind. The league's of the same mind. I mean, the league
has more of a responsibility in that arena than the team does. The team can do whatever they want.
Right.
And the league can too, quite frankly, you know, based on that wonderful CBA that they all agreed to.
Well, and the league,
Roger Goodell can do whatever he wants.
And you don't think the league will show preferential treatment to players that are good for the product, which Antonio Brown is? Did we not just see that with Tyreek Hill?
His talent is good for the product, but the person is bad for the product. 100%.
But Tyreek Hill's still in uniform.
At what point does another owner pick up the phone and call the league office and say, hey, how much are you going to let this guy get away with?
Has it not already happened, do we think?
And has it not already happened?
I think it gets back to...
Because that does speak to it's the Patriots, and they have won 6 Super Bowls, and they have just come off another Super Bowl win, and they already were one of the best teams in the league coming into the year, and the rich only got richer by adding Antonio Brown.
We had a similar conversation with Josh Gordon.
And he shot his way out of Oakland, and now he ended up in New England. And so... there's going to be someone who's agitated. There were people agitated that he was in New England already, and now this is going on, and I'm with you. I'm sure someone already has picked up the phone and said, how much do we let this guy get away with? Don't we have a short leash on this guy?
Hasn't he been
an embarrassment for the league already?
Would you be shocked if the same thing happened when they reinstated Josh Gordon? The owner calling the league and saying, we're really going to give this guy another chance to play for that team?
How much leeway is there?
I would not be shocked by that. And it does from a Patriots perspective.
How much leeway does this team get for that Jay-Z music deal that you brokered?
From a Patriots perspective, in terms of building the roster, I think it's interesting too. And I heard you guys talking about this earlier when I was driving into the press conference, where you were indicating, Beadle, that it how is it not black and white? If it matters to have high character guys like Matthew Slater and David Andrews, why does it not matter that this guy is who this guy seems to be, Antonio Brown? You bring him into the locker room. Why should we just look away when something like that happens? There's a sliding scale, man. It is a sliding scale when it comes to talent. And we know that that's the case in the draft. Michael Hawley, author of War Room, chronicles it very well in that book. There is a character score. It is literally a sliding scale. There is a score applied to players when they're coming out of the draft and into the NFL because they want to be able to track and calculate how well a locker room can withstand someone up with a certain amount of character. And this guy obviously is leaning towards one way on that scale, but the talent is such that you welcome it anyway. And you probably look at your locker room overall. You mentioned all those nice guys that you mentioned, and there are a lot of them in that locker room. You probably look at it and say, our locker room's pretty good. We could absorb this guy and we'll be fine. And I'm sure that's part of the calculus that is involved in keeping a player like this.
And if that's part of the calculus, at what point do you reach your saturation point? We absorbed as much as we can. Now it's starting to spill over, and this is no longer a doable situation.
That's a question.
Thanks for the time.
All right, thanks, guys.
See you tonight. Football Fix.
Football Fix, baby.
Sports Boston, 6 o'clock.
What are you fixing? What are you going to fix?
We're going to fix it all, baby. Fix football.
Mainline some football.
It needs it to this week.
I just can't stop watching.
Get that monkey off your back. I need my fix.
RJ Bell is going to join us. We'll see if RJ's up at Area 51 today. We'll talk to RJ Bell in Vegas next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line MA.org.